Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We talk to Chief Ronald Surpass every week, former NOPD superintendent, started as a cop, really, a beat cop, and then got on a horse, and then was an officer, and then was a detective. Chief, take me through your career, as a matter of fact.
Well, thank you, Tom. It's good to talk to you guys.
Now,
I joined the NOPD in 1980, the month after I turned 20. Was assigned to the French Quarter, walked a beat on Bourbon Street, rode a horse on Bourbon Street.
What year was that,
went
Chief?
To 1980.
Wow.
Okay. Hard to believe. Yeah. 1980. I did that until I got promoted to sergeant in 85. I went to the 6th District, Central City, did that for a couple of years, then became the DWI sergeant in command. Then went on the motorcycles for a couple of years, then became a lieutenant, was the assistant commander of the French Quarter District, then went to Algiers and policed in Algiers, became captain, became the commander of the crime lab, one of the most fundamentally important jobs I ever had in my life. Then as a major, was overseeing the detective function, and then Richard made me the number two chief for 6 years, and after that I left and went to Washington State.
And then?
Came back after 3.5 years in Washington State as the state police chief, went to Nashville, Tennessee for nearly 7 years as the police chief in the city of Nashville. What a wonderful place. And came back in 2010 and was chief here for 4.5 years, leaving in the middle of August of 2014, and became a Loyola University professor and began consulting on the topic of policing.
Let me ask you this about this thing in Houston, and I know you're not, you're a PhD, but I don't think you're an attorney, are you?
No.
No, okay. But from the law enforcement standpoint, if you're shooting somebody in the back as they're running away, chances are you're on pretty weak legal ground, are you not?
Sometimes that's the case. What happens in a lot of these shootings is everything happens so quickly. You may be facing someone when the bullets start, but mm-hmm. they're turning and you're turning at the same time. So what might appear to be shots in the back could very well be that seconds, in those moments of people turning. Shooting someone in the back as they're running away, I mean, you'd almost have to say, did they have a gun over their shoulder shooting back at you?
Yeah,
it makes it something that has to be fully thought through.
But if there's no evidence of any of that, then chances are you're pretty much in a bad spot, right?
Yeah, that's a problem.
So what would you say?
Deadly force has to, you have to be confronted with the reasonable belief, meaning that you would believe the same thing, that deadly force with an instrument is available is being used against you. If it's not being used against you and it's available, then you begin to have no rights to use deadly force, protect yourself.
And look, I'm a gun guy, and I'm not saying anybody shouldn't. I just always try to keep people out of trouble. And rather, I think you should look at it as, rather than, oh, maybe I can shoot this person here, you need to look at it as, oh, my God, I don't want to do it, but I have to, right?
Yeah, and I think everybody that I've ever experienced in all the years, I started overseeing the police-involved shootings in 1990 and did that all the way until 2014 when I retired. I never have met a police officer yet who woke up today and said, today's murder day. I think I'm just going to go kill some
people. Well, to be clear, I'm not talking about officers. I'm talking more about citizens.
Citizens?
Yeah,
where
what they need to think about before they pull a trigger. Because you are in a world of hurt once you do, whether you're in the right or not. I mean, you're in the system, right?
I think the point that I might make here is that many states that allow carry conceal will also encourage and or require an awareness course, just like an awareness, because people don't walk around normally thinking about life and death decisions while armed with a firearm, whereas police officers do, military people do. And I support that, the awareness. You just need to know that it's it can be an infinite decision that will change everything for all time.
That's got to be the last possible resort I think you need to have in your mind.
And I think people want it to be the last possible resort. People don't generally walk around wanting to kill people, right? So, I mean, I'm being maybe a bit Pollyannish, but I really do believe people don't wake up and say today's murder day unless you're in the murder business like we see here in New Orleans and cities around the country.
Yeah, I think it's more passion where you get angry and you think, okay, maybe I'll be able to do this or that or the other thing, or by God, I've had enough. But that's not enough justification. You need to actually be able to prove, and again, once you pull that trigger and put that bullet in somebody, you are in the system and a lot of things are out of your control.
Absolutely. Remember, somebody has to be using it against you with a weapon that you believe
can
hurt.
Yeah, say how
you
said that again, because I think that was very important the way you said that. How'd you say it?
Generally, the way the law works for citizens or police officers is that for you to use deadly force, the person who's confronting you has to have what you think is deadly force available to them and that they intend to use it against you. And the legal trick here is that any citizen listening to that in a jury would feel the same way you did. That's what the measurement is. And more often than not, the jury say, yeah, the guy pointed a gun at you, you had a gun. But it can't just be a whim and it can't be a suspicion. You have to be confronted with it.
I want to go a little bit more down this hole if we can. You know, you never know what I'm going to talk to you about because I get on one thing and then it leads to another and another. We're talking to Ronald Serpas. Well, but you got a lot of law enforcement experience, and I'm sure you've handled civilian shootings before, have you not, at some point?
Oh, absolutely. It happens, right? It happens when people's... Now, look, let's be clear. We're not talking about the groups and gangs that
That's not what I'm talking about.
Killing people for their business. I'm talking about two guys at a grocery store or two.
Somebody in their home that thinks they have the right. Maybe they don't. We'll drill down on this when we come back. 821 traffic now, WWL. 826, Tommy Tucker, WWL, going deep into crime with Ronald Serpas, professor, practice Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD superintendent. Now you see him on national TV for interviews, and he's consulting departments, head of the Washington State Police, Nashville City Police. And that ding-dong ditch thing got me in Houston, got me to thinking about, you know, shooting people in the back, and not police officers, because that's obviously, you know, somebody shooting at you to turn around. What can appear to be shooting in the back is not. But if somebody's running away from your house, chances are you're not on very firm footing anyway if you open the door and shoot at them, are you, Chief?
No, you're not. Just like we have instances where people will use a deadly firearm when someone is breaking into their car on the sidewalk, we generally do not allow, as a principle, to use deadly force for crimes that involve property, not personal violence. And secondly, you know, when someone's running away from you, that's a heavy lift. I mean, there's all kinds of things we can think about that we don't know about. But generally speaking, I think the public sees something as a scenario. Wow, why did they do that? And that's how the juries make decisions. The jury has to decide whether or not they thought it was reasonable.
Somebody texted this in, and actually, I'm going to make it about you and me, although you and I get along very well. You hold me on your shoulders when Mardi Gras parades pass.
All the time.
Yeah,
all the time.
And actually, he appreciates the fact that I lost some weight, and also the Good Feet Art Supports help you as well, right, Chief?
I definitely appreciate the lost weight, and I just want everybody to know that now it's easy for us to both jump while we go for beads.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, you got me with that one. That's pretty good. The sight of Ronald Surpass holding me on his shoulders and both of us jumping for beads at the same time. And it's very successful, too. We come down with a lot. No, but seriously, okay, so you're 6 foot, 8 and a half. What are you? I don't know. You're behemoth. How big are you?
6'5".
All right. 6'5". And I'm 5-0 and 100-0. We get into a fight. At what point does your size become a lethal weapon?
Well, the general principle is that an aggressor can't claim self-defense. So if you started the fight and you were the aggressor, at some point you do not have a right. You started it. But then reasonableness comes in. When would a reasonable person say that fight went on long enough? Tommy was unable to defend himself. Tommy was on the ground, unable to defend himself. Then the burden's going to shift a bit. And that's what the prosecutor and the defense attorneys are going to do. They're going to explain to the jury from their point of view, and the jury's going to decide when was it reasonable to stop the fight. And if it wasn't reasonable, the person could be held criminally liable.
Do you have, as a big guy — I'm not a big guy, I've never known — do you have people, you know, occasionally want to see, you know, not that you go to bars a lot, but want to see how tough they are? And it's like, I know football players have told me that they get hassled where people want to, you know, it's like challenge your toughness and all that stuff, where you have to just like walk away from stuff.
I've always experienced it. Like, I learned early on that people who are very large — and I wasn't large, I was just tall — they're generally so easygoing. It's just, I don't know if it's a purposeful trait or if it's a genetic
thing. I think the trouble would be the other way. The trouble would come from the smaller guy who's trying to prove himself, and at that point you can't be the aggressor and then claim self-defense, right, if you go looking for trouble?
Well, and being easygoing tends to walk those things down, is what I see a lot of people of immense size. Not my size. I mean, people 6'8", 6'10", they're generally going to try to talk that stuff down. But I never really experienced anything like that. As a police officer, at one point, I weighed 170 pounds and I was 6'5". I wasn't too particularly...
No, that's pretty thin. That's pretty thin.
When I was that size.
Yeah. You look like a clarinet.
That's why I purposely went on to gain up to 310 pounds at one time, which then was a different picture.
But at that point, you and I couldn't jump up and grab beads at that time.
No. It would be really sad. Yeah. And back when you were in the pre-early day weights, we probably couldn't have walked.
No, exactly. That's right. Look, I appreciate talking to you, because it's just like hanging out and talking to an experienced police officer, and I appreciate your time, Chief.
Always glad. Always happy to.
Take it easy. And thanks for making me laugh. Ronald Surpass, Professor of Practice, Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola. We'll talk to Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member, about some serious stuff. We come back. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.